Well, we all ask the question, what makes a great dad, right? We've all asked that at one point in time. Or mom, you count on this too. I know a lot of moms are great dads. But since it's all about dads around this time of the year, you know, pre-Father's Day, on Father's Day, past Father's Day, we have the room. We have the focus of discussion. And I think anybody listening to this or watching this right now for the Cool Dad Rules, and thank you so much for being here, would definitely want to be the best parent they can possibly be, right? And we always hear that out there. That's a great dad. You know what makes a great dad? That's a great dad. What is it? And what defines it? And this all came from a discussion group. I want to share this with you. Do me a favor and join us. The new interactive way to get in touch with me and other listeners to the podcast, to the Cool Dad Rules, it's on a Facebook page now called the Cool Dad Rules Parenting Survival Facebook Group. Just look up the Cool Dad Rules in groups and you'll be right there. We accept all. We'll talk to everybody. And this is the topic that came up. And some of the responses were just amazing on here. And it got me thinking about different things and a different way to think about dads that even I never had before. And I talk about this stuff every single week. So to that very simple question I posed there, what makes a great dad? These are some of the responses. Gives what they need, not what they want. Always solid. Absolutely. In most conditions, right? Most circumstances. I totally agree with that. A great dad gives unconditional love. Totally agree with that as well. No matter what the situation, no matter how mad you may be at the kids, no matter what the situation is, you've got to express that first, don't you? No matter what. Going forward, for all time, for our time here together in the family, I will love you no matter what. I think that's key. And that was a great response too. How about this though? And this might be, as the more and more I think about it on the Facebook group, I think about this as maybe the best response to that very simple question, what makes a great dad, I got so far. This is the one that really got me thinking. Quality time over quantity of time. And isn't that true? Boy, isn't that true. Because we're not all able to be there as much as we want for our kids, right? To actually spend face-to-face physical time with your kids. Isn't it about the quality of time that you spend when you do have that opportunity? I think we've kind of fallen into a trap here of thinking the more time you spend with your kids, the better. Maybe it's not always true. Yes, you try to get that for sure. I think we all try to do that as a goal, and we realized that through the pandemic as well. Quality family time is important, but it's what you do with that time. That's an amazing response somebody gave in the Facebook group to that. I absolutely love that, and it should serve as a reminder to all of us that no matter how much you time, a lot, a little, whatever it is, your kids are grown, or your kids are really young, you don't see them that much maybe, depending on your situation, make every second count. That's about the quality time. I love that response. What else was on here? Just being there, right? As much as you possibly can. I think that kind of ties into what we were just talking about. Providing the best life you possibly can for them. Yeah, for sure. You do the best. Here's one. And I said, wow, that's a little extreme. But I bet you we all feel that way. What makes a great dad? Somebody responded in the group, you're willing to jump in front of a moving train for him. Wow. Yeah, a little intense. I totally get it. I think I would. Without even thinking, too. I don't think that would even be a thought response. You would just do it. Parents have that innate ability to do that. Great dads, great moms do that, too. That's right. So it came time for me to respond to the same question. And the older I get, and I think the more into dadhood, fatherhood I get, I think I get closer and closer to this answer, to the question of what makes a great dad. I think it's just answering the bell every single day to give your absolute best for your family, no matter what the situation, no matter what. And answering the bell, you know, being like a boxing term, no matter what the condition, no matter, even if you don't want to be a parent that day, you don't want to go to work that day, whatever it is, you still do it because you're doing it for a bigger cause than yourself. Along with all the other great responses, I think that matters. I think that's a big part. Answering the bell and being there and loving what you do and being a dad or a mom. Like I said, we don't want to exclude moms, even around Father's Day for sure. And that's what it is. Thinking about my own dad is where it gets a little bit personal. This whole week leading up to this got me thinking about this. Because I think I hit a home run in the dad department. I really do. I think he was a great dad. And the more, like I said, into adulthood with responsibilities and different things I have to do and different challenges that, you know, my family faces, I think I realized what a great dad he was. I lost him pretty early. I was like 20. you know, just starting college. And he was funny in a lot of ways. He was definitely one of those dads that would show you and not tell you, if that makes any sense. And I think a lot of us have that parenting style. It's pretty effective, actually. It can be, as long as they understand what you're doing. And he had an unbelievable sense, my dad, of cutting through the BS of any situation and getting to what actually matters. And it's a skill I've been working on. And I think I finally got from him that I'm getting better at throughout my entire life, where he would cut through the baloney and get to what matters. Unbelievable sense of common sense, horse sense, in fact, he would even call it. I'll give you a great example of that. It's a funny family story we have with my brothers and me, where we would ask him, yeah, a situation would pop up. Dad, I lost my baseball glove. Can you help me find it? And he would look at you. He would look at me with an honest question on his face and say, well, where'd you lose it? And at the time, I just thought he was insane or like pulling one over on me. What do you mean where I lost it? I've just told you I lost my baseball glove. Well, what he was saying was, well, where have you been? Trace your steps. Go back. Figure this out logically, and you'll find where you lost it. I didn't get that for years. I totally get that now, though, because that's some kind of, like I said, common sense dad logic that makes sense when you finally have the experience and when you're in the situation. And I, things like that, where I think of him all the time, and he was always there for me for sure. You know, talk about like the responses in the Facebook group, just being there as much as you can. He wasn't the rah-rah dad that, you know, was front and center, always volunteering for everything or you know, getting super, super involved. But he was always there watching. I don't think he missed a baseball practice or a school event or something. Maybe not in the front row. Maybe not making a ruckus. But he was always there to provide support and to do things for me. And I remember distinctly in fifth grade was my first job ever. It was a paper route. Remember newspapers, everybody? Delivering at like 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning before school. I think it was 11, maybe 12, but I think 11. And he got up with me every day to help me do that when he didn't have to. You know, I probably saw I was struggling and wanted to help me do that, but he wanted to show me the value of hard work, I think. And it's something that I've never, ever, ever forgotten. So if my dad was here today, I think I would just say thanks. I think that's what I would say. Thanks for being there. Thanks for giving me that, hopefully, sense of common sense to cut through complicated situations and get to what's real. And thanks for showing me what a dad was in your own personal style, because that's all we can try to do is the best you can do, right? And that's all that matters. All right. So just a reminder again, thanks for so much for finding the podcast, The Cool Dad Rules, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google. All right, let's have some fun with this now. We've already answered the question, what makes a great dad? What would make an awful dad? Not to turn it negative or anything. I mean, we're only going to make fun of TV and movie dads, because The Wrap, social media, or actually online magazine, put together a list of this. The worst TV dads and film dads. Tell me what you think of this. Let's do 3, 2, 1 and what they put on there. Al Bundy, they put on, Married with Children. Remember Al? All right. He cared. I know Al cared. He did. He was just kind of insensitive. But, you know, let's give him that. Their second worst, Daniel Plainview, There Will Be Blood. You know, put profits before family. Yeah, okay, I get that. Here's where I have an issue. They put their worst TV and film dad as Homer Simpson. Really? Okay, I'll give you this. Even though they're animated, Homer, you can't get frustrated with Bart and choke him almost every other episode. You can't do that. I get that. I totally understand. And he may have been a dope, but I know Homer cared, so I take issue with that. I don't think Homer Simpson was a bad dad at all. And are you telling me they're actually going to put Homer Simpson as a bad dad ahead of Frank Gallagher from the Showtime movie Shameless? Have you seen this? I was late to the party on this show on Showtime. In fact, it's all over. What was it, like 10 seasons or something? Oh my God. If you want to feel better about your family situation, watch Shameless and Frank Gallagher. He absolutely was the worst. Or how about this? You're going to put Homer Simpson as a worse dad than Jack Torrance from The Shining? He took an axe and tried to break into a bathroom and kill his family, for God's sakes. Come on. Or how about Darth Vader? Darth blew up his daughter's home planet. That's got to be the worst dad of all time. Anyway, you're a great dad and you're a great mom. Thanks for being here so much with The Cool Dad Rules. My name is Bill Adams, Parenting Survival with me. Again, wherever you get your podcast, thanks for sharing it along. That's been great. Thanks for hanging out with me. We'll talk to you soon.